What's up, After Buzzers? We are back for Quantico, and this episode was speeding like a high-paced bullet train. I was trying something else. It wasn't working. But this episode really worked for me, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
They got me all like flustered before we went on air.
It's because Ashley laughing. You bringing up old news.
Just saying, what's up, everyone? Can you tell we're having a good time on this panel already before we even hop in? But thanks so much for joining us. My name's Candace Cruz, and I got my lovely ladies in lips and leather this week.
Ooh, all of us are in the building. Elena here.
Ashley Allen here.
It's your girl Christine being here. I'm back. Welcome I was back. Sick last week, but I'm back. I'm here.
Back and beautiful.
We haven't had a full panel in a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all got the sickness. Did you get the sickness yet?
No, I didn't.
I'm trying to stay away from the sickness. Oh, I love you too, boo. Help. Anybody else get that reference? Can we address that before we hop into the episode?
Yes, people. So, yeah, I know last episode when I was trying to describe like what it would be like to be a detective, and you have the little ear thing. You guys were watching, you know, and I was like, help. And then this entire week, okay, Candace and Ashley were together, and they sent me a video mocking me.
That's because
it's all
love
with love.
It is love.
Meanwhile, help.
Help. I feel like everybody this episode was yelling, help.
Yeah.
Help. With this.
There's a lot going on.
I was trying, what is the example of like a speeding bullet? Train like a speeding bullet.
There
is that
go.
The
there?
That's what I was trying to do with the intro, guys. Forgive me. But I liked this episode too. They're two for two for me.
I think it's part of that transition. I think last week really set the tone for what we're going to get until the season's over. Then we're going to be sad. Mm-hmm. That's trifling, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Well, if they keep picking it up, maybe they'll get picked up somewhere else.
True.
Hopefully.
I think so. And I mean, although we lost a team member this week, which we'll get into later, we had a guest star this week. I really loved Leslie's character. I feel like she brought so much to the episode. Honestly, yes. She made it for me. That was the biggest takeaway from this week. Just bringing like new life to this Quantico world that we're in. We needed it.
Yeah.
I would say this episode was like 50-50 for me.
Okay.
I didn't dislike it, but it wasn't as good as last week. But I'm happy with it compared to what we've seen the first half of the season.
Well, I felt like we had a lot of highs and lows, and they fit a lot into one episode, especially from the beginning, from the get-go, because after seeing the trailer from last week, I was expecting them to start out on the train. Okay. And then we're in this woods, and they're already with the team. So I'm like, something already happened, that they're already on location with this group of people. What did you guys think of Jurgen from the get-go? Because I thought he was going to be our little narc, just from the way that he was being all like weird and skittish.
Yeah.
Well, he got knocked off real quick.
I was like, that was short-lived.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't even know what his character was going to do.
Yeah, I wasn't skeptical just yet, but I didn't expect him to be gone so soon.
But that's what makes it good, though.
Yes.
Because they are, again, not giving us what we expect.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, not giving us what we can foresee or what we can tell. And I think it was 50-50 for you, because I think it's transition for what's to come. You know how we, like in seasons, we have that awkward episode that they cram everything in and they try to make sense of certain storylines because where we're getting ready to go, it's about to be like, okay. I don't want y'all to mock me about that.
No, we're not.
I'm already making a joke.
We love them.
I have to like catch myself with the sound effects now. But I think it's part of that. So some things get lost in translation.
Okay.
You know, now that you say that, I wonder if since the show has gotten canceled, have they gone back and maybe reshot anything or re-edited anything to kind of give us a little something more since it's going to be over soon?
Yeah.
I know that they had wrapped filming by the time the first episode came out, but that's an interesting point, is that a lot of storytelling actually happens in the editing room.
Yeah.
So it could have been different takes, or they took something and added it in. That's an interesting idea. I never thought about it.
The shift is just so real. I don't know if maybe that was already planned, but from last episode going forward, I'm like, okay, they're turning up the speed, the pacing, the engagement overall. And I'm like, is it just because we're speeding towards the end or what, you know?
No, it almost in some aspects feels like two different shows. Mm, like, yeah. The where we're going now and from how it started out. So, I don't know, like, maybe there were some, like, last minute edits and based on, like, the comments that they've seen on Twitter or fan feedback. I don't know, but something happened here.
And also, I did like that they brought in some bits from the previous few episodes. So it's not a completely, like, disjuncted, like, season. Mm-hmm. They did bring up the widow again, thankfully, because I'm like, where the heck did that, like, it just popped in and popped out real quick. And then they brought back Andrea again. He's been a through line for a while of just bringing him up here and there, which we'll get to in a little bit because that's a really big...
It is.
But, okay, before we get there, just talking about the flashbacks, are you guys not, I don't know, when it comes to the flashbacks and bringing Andrea into the picture, like giving him some kind of relevance or trailing him along, does that not take away from McQuigg and like just what Alex and McQuigg could be? Does that not bother y'all a little bit? Because she basically got almost two love interests.
I don't think it bothers me per se. I think, if anything, it gives her more motivation to be with McQuigg because she realizes, like, how much she, like, loved this other guy. She's trying to get over him. But then again, the new plot line that just revealed itself, maybe not. I don't know. I don't think that it takes away from McQuigg. That wasn't a thought of mine.
I don't think Alex is really open to exploring anything with McQuigg right now. They may have had moments of like chemistry, but it's just not there. And I think it's because she's not allowing herself to go there with him.
Well, I mean, Shelby brought it up twice already. No, she brought it up once this episode, and then McQuigg made it very well known as well. So I'm wondering if McQuigg has like started being the little high school boy where he's got a crush and he's like telling somebody that he's got a crush.
Yeah.
To like elude into it because. Right. She was like, move over Romeo at one point, which was at the beginning. And then later on where he's like being very demanding to like sit down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I don't know whether I find this like sexy or like.
He wants more of her attention because she's not really giving it to him.
Yeah. But I don't think in the end they're going to end up together.
I know. Either. But that's why I made my comment because that's just so interesting because when he was introduced to us, we for sure just knew. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because she always has a man. She always has that boy toy. But I think based on her history, based on what she's going through with Ryan, I just don't see her dating another coworker.
Boo.
Even though it's tempting.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Look at him. But.
Well, I will say, I never thought about it this way. Almost every show that we watch, the woman always has a man.
Right.
Or a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice? Even though I love a love story. Don't get me wrong. I love love. Wouldn't it be nice to have a woman that is not seeking after a man or having a man seeking after her and she's just her?
Yeah.
And being a boss by herself without any other man included?
I think Alex is that.
I mean, she's like a borderline.
That high pitch.
I'm not as high as my voice can, so you all know that's a gem. That's a gem right there.
It almost sounded like a break. Like, you're telling her.
I was like, so confused. Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like that balloon that you just, like, let out the air.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm impressed. That was
but
perfect.
But she still has a man constantly, like, on the back burner.
Yes.
Or some type of, like, an illusion of a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not just letting her just be her.
Thankfully, though, she don't need them.
That's true. She doesn't need them.
She might need one with her current situation.
Okay. Well, should we just, like, skip around a little bit and just, like...
No.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it. Let's fine.
We all watched it.
All right. Well, okay. This whole situation in the camp, so we can just get out of the camp and like Jurgen dying. Like, what was your first expectation of what this master craftery was that they're like so protective of?
I didn't expect it to be that.
I thought it was going to be an atomic bomb of some sort.
Yeah,
like
same.
A countdown of in a suitcase like that normally is.
I agree. But I was actually. It was refreshing to see what it actually was, that it was something different, something new.
Yeah.
So I like that it wasn't a typical bomb.
Yeah. Even on the train, one of the other agents who was with them from that special team was like, no, we don't do bio, when they were trying to figure out what was in it beforehand, because that's immediately where my mind went. I'm like, it's going to be some sort of bioterrorism. Mm. It seems along the line of what they want. Mm. But I think having a weapon like this that carried such an ethical, emotional... just air around it. Everyone seemed conflicted of why they were creating it, what it could be used for. I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
I loved the fact that it was on a train, though. Like, it gave a sense of urgency to it, mm-hmm. but also, like, you're basically tiptoeing around a ton of other people's lives.
Yes. Right.
And I think that also is very, like, connective to what was actually in the case. Like, you're involving a lot of people, like, individuals' lives. It's not, like, a mass killing yes. type of thing. It's a very personal way to kill someone. Mm-hmm.
They said it was an assassin's weapon, yeah?
It is, yeah.
And I thought it was pretty scary, too, that the fact that you could type in somebody's phone number, that, again, is, like, I'm, like, certain parts of me is scared of my phone. Because, mm-hmm. like, you can track someone's location, you can change voices, like,
it's listening
power,
to us right now.
Yes.
It does,
the
yeah.
The power that the phone has is really scary. And I think that this episode did a really good job at hitting in that. I don't know if that was like a hidden message that they were trying to
hit. It's a great point.
Hit, but mm-hmm. it's scary.
I think that's what we love so much from the beginning of this season. Because remember, we were super excited about them bringing in different elements that mm-hmm. weren't just mm-hmm. atomic bombs. Yeah. And then bringing in just other ways that are very real. Like, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to devices and being able to type in someone's cell phone.
Yeah.
We may not be exposed to it, but that is still very real.
Yeah.
And I think... I just think that they're doing a really good job bringing it home, mm-hmm. you know?
The fact that it, like, I loved Leslie so much. Like, we talked about her earlier. And the conversation with Leslie and Alex when they're sitting in the cart by themselves and she gives us the background of, like, guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
That was just boggles my mind. And it really, I felt hit home with me is that these so, like, intellectual people, like, geniuses... are inadvertently creating mass terror
yeah.
when they think that it's going to be bringing betterment to the world because they're getting rid of evil. They're ultimately birthing evil into this world.
Yeah.
You have no control over what you bring into this world. And once you've created it, anybody else can figure it out and do it.
And it could end up being your own demise, which
exactly.
she said at the end of the story with guillotine. That's what he ended up dying by.
Mm-hmm.
And it was deep. I'm yeah. so glad you brought that up because... half of our vices or things that we create and use and, you know, as great as technology is, like, it could fall into the wrong hands. You always run that risk with whatever sort of advancement that you make in technology and science.
And look at the atomic bomb. Like, it can now, and bioterrorism, like,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
a whole thing. People started using it to, like, help our country or help their country because we all have our own perspective of, like, who's right and our country is, quote unquote, the greatest, but they think that their country is the greatest.
Right.
And ultimately, it just comes down to humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which humanity, now I'm realizing, is that common thread that ties into Deep's speech at the end of the episode about not
yeah.
wanting to lose his
yeah.
being in that world. That whole message came full circle about staying true to yourself and mm-hmm. being aware of, like, this, the realness and the effects of all of your actions and your creations.
Yeah. And I respect him for his honesty.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, because that job is not meant for everyone. And if you know you can't handle it, be honest with yourself so that you can protect your life, protect your coworkers' lives.
And your future.
So I was really proud of him. Because at first, like, I was really irritated with him. But once he got to that speech, I'm like, okay. I respect that.
And you can tell that everyone in the room also respected it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a moment that was, I can't say anything negative to you. I can't even downplay this because I know exactly what you're saying mm-hmm. and I know exactly what you mean. And, I mean, there are so many shows that bring out the human in us that pull on our heartstrings.
Yeah.
So here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of your YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out.
Yes.
And it suggests content for other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover new shows we'll share your love. Since you're already tuned in to the drama channel, you can check out shows like Queen Sugar, Queen of the South,
hey.
Claws. Like, there's just so much more. The Boat Type. you might be interested in all of those shows. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air, because we know that you guys love going into our comments and calling us out for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for...
Girl, you got that great... Like, I'm looking away from you and just listening. I'm like, I would listen to her on, like, late night radio. Ooh. Like, oh, it was very nice.
Call the hotline,
like,
with Elena.
I mean, not necessarily that. But like, I mean, wait, we can go there. I mean, hello. Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm too awkward for that.
No, but commercially, it was just great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, all those shows that I name are shows that definitely pull at our heartstrings and bring out the humanity and bring out things that we can relate to, just like Deep did. I mean, and I ran in while you were watching it, like, for that ending part, and I feel like it was like a tearjerker. It was a moment where you just had to stop and woosah, like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I would do the same thing. Like, I was sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I was legitimately put in this situation, would I be an Alex or would I be a Deep?
Do you think you would really be a Deep?
Yes.
Huh.
I think I'd be a mix of both, but probably more Alex.
I think if I'm put in a situation, like, if someone's at me, I'm more Alex than Deep. But, like, when it comes down to the humanity element of it and having lost someone that was the closest person there to me and witnessing all of that and then having to face, is this going to be my life for the rest of my life, or am I still at the beginning enough that I can cut ties and get out?
Yeah.
I'd pick the cut ties and get out. If I'm... Alex is already in.
Right.
She's in the depths. And if I was already in the depths, yes, I would be an Alex. But if I'm at the very beginning of it and I would have been faced with that type of situation, I would have been like, I want a life. I want a family. I don't want to be, like, completely autonomous with government and, like, completely lose everything. Myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's not forget, he was pulled out of Quantico. Was he even finished with school at that
point? No, he wasn't.
He was kind of thrust into that, and it just wasn't for him.
Yeah. I don't think that this will be the last we see of Deep, though, to be honest with you. If future, like, previous seasons were anything to show, his talents are too great to be used against him.
I literally thought that, and I was feeling bad for going on a dark end. I was like, Elena, why are you thinking about this? Like, don't take away from the moment. But I really feel like he may end up, I don't know how he's going to end up there, because he has such a straight and narrow heart posture where he wants to do the right thing. But I really feel like he's going to be one of the ones who ends up on the other side. Like, do you guys remember Will?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I feel like they have a lot of similarities and a lot in common. And I would not be surprised if someone said, do you want to get back at X, Y, and Z for taking away the closest person to you? Or, you know what I mean? And he's going to...
It's interesting that you say that, because up until just now, I was like, I thought that this was just the writers honestly cutting, like, dead weight out of the storylines, because truthfully, those characters were, like, least involved in everything. It wouldn't be that much to the viewer to, like, see them go.
Right.
We have our core characters already, and it seems like, you know, with now this pregnancy storyline coming in.
There's a pregnancy storyline? I'm joking.
Stop. Our focus is still very much on our core people. So I was, you know, with the show ending, I was like, maybe this is their exit. And I wasn't necessarily mad at it. But I like that possibility so much more.
Yeah.
That's more interesting.
Yeah. Well,
and I hope he comes back.
It's interesting to see the characterisms of all of them, because we've got, like, Leslie. How many of these characters are willing to take a bullet for somebody? Mm. You know what I mean? And that really shows their full character and their commitment to their job and their commitment to the greater good.
Yeah.
And I think that he realized that he wouldn't be able to take another life in exchange for, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
But kind of going into a happier note and interesting conversations, like, this was the first time I wasn't mad about Shelby and Ryan.
Why not?
Like, what do you mean?
Normally,
so where
are you going with this?
Were you excited for that half a second when the pregnancy test could have been Shelby's?
No, I wasn't excited for that. I actually saw the marriage element within the relationship for the first time.
Oh, with the conversation on the train.
Yes. Okay.
This is the first time that I actually was like, oh, I can see them as husband and wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the first time that they actually played into the dynamic of, like, we are together all the time. Like, there's this real probability of, like, we're talking children. Like, our relationship is getting deeper. We've been together. Like, it felt like a real married couple to me. And before, it always felt like they were just playing house. Of like, hi, baby. Oh, I got a ring on my finger.
I think part of that is because Alex has always been the third person in the relationship.
She still is,
but yeah. We've gotten a break from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She kind of has one foot out of the mm-hmm. relationship at this point. So I think because we aren't constantly, for at least for the past two episodes, going in this triangle, we're getting a break and yeah. being able to focus on just them two instead of them three as a whole.
And also Shelby's reaction, though, that's the other thing that I actually saw was like, they had such a marriage conversation, then the underlying of the ex was there.
Yeah.
Of like, wait, yeah. is she seeing someone? I mean, what does it matter?
It's not my business.
That was shade if I ever saw it. Like,
that was good shade, though.
That was good, deserving shade. Like, Ryan, can you chill? Those are inner questions. Don't ask that out loud right. to your wife. But
that you just thought was pregnant about 2 seconds ago.
On the note that we were saying before, though, I think it also helped that somebody outside of the team was acknowledging their marriage. Like we said, if it's not Alex, it's not Jocelyn telling them to calm down. It was just a stranger who happened to be on this mission with them, who then they had to talk about their relationship. Yeah. Someone outside of the team.
Yeah.
But the fact that someone didn't think that she was married.
Yeah.
It's all their call out, too. It's like, there's a ring there. And then even he was like, oh, that can be changed. And then the husband was there. And
yeah.
I'm like,
honestly, I don't think that he cared.
No.
I don't think, like, whether he saw the ring or not, he didn't care.
No. But he doesn't have too good of a game because he's the one that got all of them into trouble. Like,
so bad.
I'm sorry. You are literally trying to hide from killers. If someone was asking me to look for a child, would you actually, like, believe it? Or would you get your team to go and help look for the child?
It depends. Didn't even check in with anybody.
Yeah. No, he's
like, went on with her. Yeah, not even like, oh, hold on, I'm going to be right back. Nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone by myself.
No.
Especially when you know that there's an intense situation happening. Right. I'd be like, hey, come with me. Let's go look for this kid or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Luckily, McQuigg was looking out because
yeah.
that was a precarious situation.
Oh my
come
God.
On with the vocabulary today, Christine.
Mm, yes. SAT word of the day.
Hey.
Just out here.
But I did like the action that happened on the train that came after that.
Yeah.
It was pretty badass.
I mean, the blowing up and the whole, like,
yes.
setting off the bomb in the back. I was like, yes, I finally got some action.
Boom.
Was it refreshing that the action cute. On the train wasn't the whole analytical, let's zoom through this and get it done? Like, you know how a lot of the action so far has been very zoom, 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 this is what it is. Ooh, solved it. And then for the train scene, it was more like they had time to kind of enjoy the back and forth.
Okay.
Do you guys not feel that?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And especially since they still, like, they just got two. So it's like, okay, well, now we got to find the others.
Yeah.
Well, also, you know, they didn't have cell phone communication at the time. They were out of touch with Owen and the rest of the team. They had to kind of fend for themselves and create this plan on their own. So they really had to grind through it. And I appreciated watching that because it felt much more realistic than always having somebody in your ear and your comm telling you there's a heat signal there, go exactly. that way, do that. They had to, like, MacGyver that crap, you know, yeah. and figure it yeah. out on their own, which was cool.
I did have one moment in a fight scene that I just rolled my eyes completely to the back of my head. And it was when the one guy, they shot him, and then he was on the ground, and then he all of a sudden just rises back up and he's standing there.
He didn't shoot him. They just busted, like, a jar over their head.
Oh, she cut the glass.
Okay, that's what it was. Yeah. Still, I was just like...
And it's very cliche. It's like yeah, that movie cliche.
And also yeah. the cuts on his face. I'm like, he was facing this way, so she hit him in the back of the head.
How did he get the cut
in
the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that it was, like, blood dripping a lot.
I'm like, was your head down and it, like, dripped over your face? And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it was just... I think it was the way that he stood up and then him just standing there. I was just like... Okay, yeah. What's the point of this?
Yeah. And then I love the slow-mo of, like, Alex pulling up the gun and just boom.
And the hair flip, the boom. Hair whip.
Hair flip.
You know they did that take a couple
Let
times.
Let me see the hair whip. Just, wow.
Hold on, you gotta get the gun too.
Oh, that facial reaction. Can we slow-mo it in the booth? Because I really want to have Ashley have that, like.
Okay. Can I do it one more time?
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You have to also shoot the gun.
Oh, okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Yes, oh, bang, bang.
Yes, the face, though.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
It's the lipstick. Yes.
And the lips. And the lips. She purses the lips when she's
anyone is listening to us on iTunes or anything, you can't see us right now, be sure to go back on YouTube and watch this epic hair flip by Miss Ashley Allen over here.
Slow-mo is everything.
And the eyes, though, too.
You know, Tyra said you got smiles. You know, it's all about the eyes. You
girl, girl.
Eyes, girl. Nice. Priyanka's got that down, though.
She does.
Priyanka's killing it right now.
She's bomb.
Just saying.
So bomb. Okay, let's talk about the flashbacks and the news.
Oh, okay. Story. Okay. I'm going to drop the bomb of the news.
Yes, please.
Well, I hope you guys saw the trailer for next week, because otherwise this is a spoiler. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
Yeah.
Giving you a heads up, so I'm going to pause for a second just so you can stop this.
Okay. Okay. No.
Alex is pregnant!
Child.
Oh.
Child.
Yeah. Oh, that was a delayed spoiler alert alarm.
Did y'all see that coming?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Because last week you were like, remember we didn't watch the preview into this episode.
Right.
So last week you were like, oh, pregnancy test. Oh, somebody.
But I thought it was Shelby.
Exactly. Right.
But then, oh, that was just like, bomb drop.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm kind of, it's kind of annoying, honestly.
As soon as I felt like that she actually was her pregnancy test, I was like, be careful. Yeah. Be careful. Yeah. Please be careful.
Wait, do you guys think this pregnancy is going to last?
What do you mean, is it going to last?
That would be
like
really
if because you have a miss. I hate to go down this road.
If she would terminate it?
Oh, that would bring up a whole other slew of topics. Like
miscarriage, she can get into a fight and something happen.
You know what? Because the season's ending, or the show is ending, I feel like this may be her way to calm down and get out of the game.
I don't think she would be happy, though.
But that's but we didn't know that the season was going to end when they were filming all this, so they weren't going to get her out of the game.
That could be, but they could have went back into the editing room.
But, the season started with her out of the game, though, and, like, the job pulled her back in. And I think ever since she's been in the game, seeing what Ryan and Shelby have, I think it's just all reminding her, like, she could just continue to choose this life, or she could choose something else.
And the deep conversation's probably going to trigger a lot, knowing that, you know, she's going to find out that she's pregnant. Because when we were introduced to this season, her and that little girl remind me of Andrea's daughter's name. Don't know.
Isabella.
Yeah. They had the best, like, best friendship, and you can tell that Alex really loved her and loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but being realistic here with the show, as much as I would love for that to all happen, I feel like she'll make the decision to, like, this is totally a prediction, but either way, she'll decide that she wants to get out of the game. Like, something will be that big of a deal that she's like, you know what, I want to have this baby, I want to do this life. And then as soon as she makes the decision, like, something bad's going to happen and she's going to have to stay in.
Yeah.
Dang.
Even if the show wasn't getting canceled,
that's true.
I don't see them continuing with her with a baby.
No, and can you imagine being in her field while she's pregnant? Like, you can't do that.
No.
Like, you can only do it up to a certain amount of time, and eventually you're gonna have to, like, stop. Yeah. You can't be in the field running around while you're pregnant.
I'm just trying to think, like, what we're supposed to learn from this storyline. You know, like,
I feel like the possibilities are endless, and you guys are in the box.
No, I agree. I think it is endless. I think they could bring up totally so many different topics that could be, like, if we're running relatability.
Yeah.
Which is what we brought up earlier.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this is something that a lot of women can, like, you know, fall into play. Yeah. Am I going to be a boss, and does a child fit into my life as a boss? Do I want a family? Do I want to give up everything to have a family? What is the thought about having the baby or terminating the baby? Like, what happens if there's so many different conversations that could come up.
And I think another conversation in that is, can she have both? Because society does tell women you have to pick one or the other.
Exactly.
When you don't have to. Ladies, don't listen to that.
You can have both.
Which is why the possibilities are endless. That's what makes this. Because who knows? She may become the deep working from, you know, the computer.
The possibilities are endless.
Listen,
but
I don't know.
They're endless for like 6 more episodes. That's it. Just reminding you where we're at.
True.
Not the Buster bubble, but I was looking at, I was like, damn, episode 7.
We only got 6 more.
Like, we only got 6 more. I want to see it develop, but truthfully, I mean, I don't know. That's what I was saying. I'm so curious if they reshot anything, because a lot of the times when a show does get canceled spur of the moment, you don't always get the luxury of having your storylines wrapped up nicely for the fans. So maybe this is leading towards something that's unfinished because it wasn't intended to be now.
Or it's a way to drag her, because right now Alex has nothing to lose. Yeah. Like, she has the relationship or the feelings for Andrea and Isabella, but she doesn't have any stake in anything right now. Yeah. So this could be that stake, and it could end very bad. Like, it could go, it's gonna be good. Whatever happens, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be great.
I can't wait to see.
Well, we kind of already went into predictions, but let's do some news and gossip before we get into more predictions.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Priyanka Chopra is a busy, busy woman, which we already all knew. But she's doing something really awesome with Harper's Bazaar. So, yes. Ashley, go for it.
Oh, me?
Yes, I get you. To do it?
Okay, yeah. Well, she has a series called Little Black Book on Harper's Bazaar. It's kind of like a social media, internet type of situation. This week she had her second episode, so you're not too far behind if you haven't been able to catch it. This week she is chatting with her mom, and they are doing beauty secrets, things that you can use at home to make, you know, face mask or lip scrub, all that cute stuff. So you guys can go on her Instagram or Harper's Bazaar and catch episodes.
I think
week.
They actually have a longer form as well on YouTube.
Yeah.
I wonder, on the actual YouTube.
I wonder if it's going to be on Instagram TV now.
Ooh, it is on Instagram TV.
Platform. Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Perfect. Yep.
Which is also really fascinating, the way that everything is like completely changing. Oh, there's a clip.
Yeah. Her mom is fabulous, and she says that, you know, she's gotten a lot of her beauty secrets and stuff like that from her mom. So, I mean, look at mama and look at daughter.
Yes.
For real.
They're so cute. Yeah. I love, like, their relationship.
We see where she gets those luscious lips from. Go ahead, mama.
Servant body. Hello.
As I got older, I realized how much, you know, these little tricks and these amazing
look at that lip
that she had. Were integral to my skin, and we're gonna do a DIY little secret recipe that my mom taught me.
I love listening to her real accent.
I know it's
so like intoxicating. I love it.
I could listen to her talk for hours, honestly. Yeah.
Speaking of beauty, I guess we took a page out of Priyanka's book.
Oh,
can
yes, we
get
we did.
Into our lips.
I'm wearing. Let's see, what brand is this? It doesn't say.
It's Maybelline.
Oh, duh.
Maybe
Maybelline.
It's Maybelline.
Yes, she got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes.
Hair flip. I told you vocals. I was coming back.
All this week. I'm wearing Maybelline 565 Almond Rose Matte.
I'm wearing Dose color. Of Colors, like Dose, like Espanol Dose, and two. Oh, my, okay, I'm
there's
sorry.
There's an E at the end.
It's a Dose.
like an actual Dose, rather than
hey,
DOS.
Hey, guys, hey.
Sorry. help. I'm sending you help.
The shade is Berry Me.
It is Berry.
Berry
it
Me.
It is very Berry. I like that. All right, I am wearing NYX. And the color is Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, it totally looks Alabama.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Now I know all the states.
What happens when they make California three states? Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Whoa.
I mean, take the lipstick. I'm not even listening to that nonsense.
So tonight I am wearing Wet n Wild Mochalicious. It is $2.99 at Target. Ladies, what? This is brown girl friendly and so cheap. Like, you'd be a fool not to get it. Just saying.
Huh, I'm going to get some tonight. Right?
Please do.
I know what would be interesting, too, is if I tried it and see what it looks like on me.
I think you should.
I would love to try it.
All of us.
Yes.
See what it's like on different skin tones.
Yes. Because we are all very different skin tones.
We are.
Yeah. That'll be for shades. I like it.
Well, you guys watching at home, you go into the comment section and let us know what color you want us to try.
Yes.
That would be fun. Whatever shade we all should be wearing.
Ooh.
One day we should
that
go like...
That is brilliant, though, because that's one thing that I don't think they show enough. They do swatches all day long, but to see swatches on different skin tones, because I'll look at the color and I'm like, oh my god, that's like totally my color, and I put it on, I'm like, oh,
same.
No.
Same.
No. Yeah. It's so hard for me to find a good pink.
Right.
Not gonna lie. Because I have a yellow undertone to my skin, so finding the right pink that's not too pink is very hard.
Same. Because yeah. It's hard to find it's not too pink or something that doesn't make you like
washed
ashy,
out,
chappy,
or frosty
lips.
Looking.
Yeah. Yes.
I hate it.
Like, I just, no. And reds were hard for me too. I just found two really good reds. I actually got one from the Queen of the South premiere party.
Oh,
they gave me a red. So that one was really good. I'll wear that next week. Woo!
Nice.
Cute. So do we want to go into predictions before we
run out of time? Yes.
Ooh. Oh, that was perfect timing.
You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
I don't know why we decide that we want to sing along with that all the time.
It's so hard not to.
Why do we do it?
Because it's
love
us.
It.
That's it. That's enough. That's
I do on all my shows.
It's just
predictions. Comes on.
Oh. Wow.
That bass.
Can I go? Girl.
Yes, go.
Go, go, go. My quick prediction is I know that we're happy that the love triangle is gone because we were so tired of it, but I really feel like Alice's pregnancy is going to cause a rift between Shelby and Ryan because Ryan's going to get really jealous and Shelby's going to be pissed that he's so jealous.
Agreed.
So, that was like three. Everyone at the table agreed. I'm sorry.
You said it, girl.
Hello.
It's just, I think so. It never wraps up in Pretty Little Bow, so right. We know something's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I agree with that prediction. I also foresee maybe another team member exiting for one reason or another.
Okay.
I just feel like that's happening.
By choice, death. Where are you going?
Ooh, I see maybe Jocelyn leaving by choice at some point.
Okay.
Ooh, I could see that.
I could see that, too.
Yeah. Or also, what if McQuigg dies in the line of fire because he's trying to protect Alex because she's pregnant?
Oh, my. Hot take.
I don't think that the baby's going to... I think there's something going to happen to the pregnancy.
I think so, too. But do you think that... Well, I don't know. That's, like, a long stretch. I didn't even think that was a prediction of mine until you said that.
I was, like, trying to avoid pregnancy predictions because that, I don't even know where they're going with that.
Yeah.
But you can take a crack at
it's not going to last.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's not gonna last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I feel like it not lasting is too easy for us to know. Because we know Alex, we know the world that she's in, technically it's not gonna last. It can't last, right?
Right.
Because we know the show. But I feel like because of that aspect, they may try to make it last.
I hope that they throw us a curveball. Throw me a curveball.
Yeah.
I know. The way the show's been going, they throw away storylines so easily this season. Mm-hmm. So if they keep that one, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And side note to your prediction, Christine, before you go, Candace, you were talking about like another team member leaving. Mm-hmm. I feel like between the last two that left, it gives room for people like Leslie to come in and create that connection and that love.
Okay.
So with Deep gone now, we are about to, I feel like next episode, we're going to get an addition that we're also going to love.
That's and a good okay.
keep Leslie.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. Part of the other team. But
keep
yes.
Leslie. Because, I mean, the girl was willing to take a bullet.
Right. Yeah.
True.
And she was so down. Like, I love the energy
good.
That she brought. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, please, more of her on screen. Thank you.
Oh, my God, yes. I want that prediction to happen. Boom, done. Got it. Just saying. I piggybacked off of all of y'all.
Get us in the writer's room.
Seriously.
Yes, we got this.
I like it. We should make our own writer's room.
Hello.
Ooh. Done. Easy. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and thank you for always being so active in the comments. Continue to let us know what your predictions are. Let us know what lip shade you'd like us to wear next
yes,
week for
please.
Lips and Leather. And again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And you can find me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
And you guys can find me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And you guys can find me everywhere on social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys on Sunday.
Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.